You're listening to DraftKings Network.
I'm a yellow cab man anyway.
Chris has gotten very comfortable stealing your bit there, Chris. Have you noticed that?
You know.
He's not the only one. I take that as pride.
As you should. It's a good bit.
Iconic bit.
Mm-hmm.
Did I create? I love people tweet me like anytime there's any like headline out there with word comment like Chris, you see this? It's like I don't know if I created this. Maybe I made it popular. It's mine though.
Take credit.
That's where you failed. You created it. Okay, take full credit for it. It's your invention. It's the first time I've heard it, and Dan is right. I stole it. So I just do it when you don't do it. That's all. I hope you don't feel like I'm stealing.
Billy gets in there too. It's I like it. All right. Makes me proud.
Good.
How you doing today, Dad?
I'm well. Thank you. How are you, son?
It's Wednesday. It's a different, like, you know, it's out of your element.
It is, yeah. It's
how you feeling?
I couldn't feel better. I feel terrific.
You got your blousey shirt on.
I do, yeah.
He looks fresh and radiant. Put it on the poll, please, for me, Roy, at Levitard Show. Is there anything worse in getting dressed in the morning than spilling something on a white shirt after you've left the house first thing in the morning?
Tough one.
Yeah. I am now doing the uncomfortable show of sort of splotchy, wet stains on my nipple because I had a coffee stain on a pristine white shirt.
It landed right on the nipple.
Mm.
And now I'm in some discomfort while I'm doing this. I'm leaking confidence.
I kind of want to see it now.
I see it. Ooh, it looks so bad.
Start the day.
It looks so bad.
I'm leaning over.
At least you didn't draw attention to it
Correct
away.
Correct your posture. Imagine fajitas are coming out behind you.
There are too many cameras around here. This is uncomfortable.
Who was bad-mouthing fajitas yesterday? I kind of saw some Twitter stuff.
Nobody.
We didn't badmouth.
No, I'll fight anyone.
Right. We didn't badmouth.
It is not. It does not fit in that category of taste. Like it is always delightful.
What category is that for people who haven't heard the show?
The category.
Like, you've got to set
the category
up.
Was foods that smell great and are underwhelming. They're not bad, but they just don't taste as great as they smell.
Underwhelming compared to the taste.
No
the
way.
Aromatic experience.
Yeah. Fajitas are delicious every single time.
But Mike is saying they're delicious. That. He said the smell is better, though.
Maybe the sound. If you want to play the sound game,
the
sound of fajitas, maybe. The smell.
What are you doing? We keep getting stuck
Everybody
on
Everybody keeps
the
wanting
same
to make my
Mike.
Take an anti-fajita take. I am not anti-fajita. I told you all the types of fajitas I love. It's just not as good as the smell when it first comes out.
You're not anti-fajita, and you are pro-fajita.
Scott Fajita.
Love Scott Fajita.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do this again. People continue to mishear you on this.
Thank you for defending me. I appreciate that.
Jess is coming in now steaming because her Uber got a flat and she deserves a refund.
Thank you all for replying to my message in Slack, by the way.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see you. I'm sorry.
I've stopped Slack using
apparently
Slack.
Apparently Dan did.
No, I didn't. Mike just told me that you got a flat and we couldn't have anybody who was still coming in pick you up.
Yeah,
and
in our defense, we were all here.
Yeah. Even I was here.
And I wasn't because my Uber got a flat tire.
Did you get a refund? You deserve a refund.
I literally just walked out of the car. I have not even looked at the app yet.
No extra tip, right?
Yeah. Should have picked a
zero
different
stars?
Uber.
Zero stars, yeah.
It's not the car. It's not the guy's
put that
fault.
On the pole.
Or you're just going to admit.
Chris, how do you know where the tire started? You don't know. Perhaps he needed air. He didn't get it. Tire pressure signal was on.
To me, that's a random thing. It's like I'm not going to tip less at a restaurant if like there's a random hair in my food, right? Because it's like, where'd that hair come from?
Are.
It could have fallen from anywhere.
Are.
It's like someone didn't put the hair in there. It's just like a random mistake that was made that no one really had control over. That's what I think of as a flat tire.
Not only do you not tip, you use that hair to get a free meal.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah, you do.
Put it on the poll, please. Is the tip smaller if there's a hair in your food? And if the Uber driver gets a flat, is it zero stars from you? Because that seems like you're making a bad day worse for the Uber driver. And a flat seems often random. Most often random.
Right.
My guess is it's not an act of negligence. The man didn't have enough air in his tires.
People tend to know their cars, Dan. You get that, you know, the backwards Colts logo that pops up on your
he had
dashboard.
One of those.
He
there
did?
Were multiple check engines.
You noticed it when you started?
I noticed it immediately.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Oh, my God. It changes everything.
I texted Lee, and I was like, The guy has multiple check engine lights, and something sounds like it's dying in the back of this car right now.
Right.
He's like, oh, call me if you need anything.
Uh-huh. I don't love that your initial reaction is to think that I had left you stranded on the road without
all
a care.
Of us. She came in here with all that energy.
She came in here really upset at us.
We should have all gone sprinting down the causeway and carried her in here.
Just a reply. I would have. Just acknowledge you saw the message that I'm going to be late.
We did
Tony,
talk about
I did
it.
Think about texting
we did talk about it amongst ourselves, and we're like, "Ooh, should we call Roy? He's not here yet." And then Roy walked through the door.
I was calling Roy. I was literally calling Roy to tell him to pick you up, and he walked in.
Roy would have picked me up too.
Absolutely,
I would have picked you up.
Roy would have been there in a second.
You send Roy's that, the only one.
You send that Slack 20 minutes earlier. I'm there in a heartbeat.
I saw you stranded on the causeway. I sped up as I went past.
Thanks, Greg.
I want to get back to what Chris Cody just objected to. Because this has been for 2 days an argument that Mike must be tired of making at this point, which is, please, just because I am saying something doesn't taste as good as the expectation that it brings with it to the table because of the smell, please don't make me anti that thing.
But I get the context. I hear you. Context, accept it into my brain. Wrong.
All right, well, you would have been pissed because OLI was bacon.
Mm. I'm actually kind of with you on bacon. That right. I'm actually with you.
But it's bacon, the same concept. That's what he's saying.
No, bacon's great.
Because sometimes on a sandwich, I've done this before with bacon. I don't want to go down that. But like sometimes bacon on a sandwich can be a little over. Like I don't love it on all sandwiches. Fajitas are always amazing. Mm.
I disagree. I disagree. Sometimes they're just okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and even if they are amazing, it'll never match the aromatic experience.
I don't actually want to have this conversation
He's
again.
He's doing it to me again, Dan. You
kept
see
bringing
this.
It up, though.
But the reason I'm bringing it up is weird. To talk about Kevin Durant.
Oh. Of course.
He's the fajitas of the NBA? I can see that.
I want to talk about how people listen and how they argue in sports, because yesterday, I went home with this yesterday in a way that surprised me. I'm like, these guys think Kevin Durant's career is a disappointment.
It is.
Yeah. Well, I just hold on for a second, okay?
I've thought it for years.
Can you please just allow me to get the thought out before you again hit
now
the same note on the
thing,
thought
I mean,
that you've had
you
for a long
it up.
Time?
Yes, underachiever.
My point is on expectations, because I'm guessing that you could probably make, if this is your barrier or your starting point, you can make Shaq and LeBron disappointments too, but
Shaq is. Wow.
You can do that, but then the standard is just Stugatz's Exactian standard of it's Jordan, and that's the only choice. Like, that's, you're not, that everyone else in this climate is going to be fajitas. Like, I'm going to, nobody just gets to be the thing that smells good the whole way, and then I eat it, and it's scrumptious and delicious. Everybody, by this standard, everybody who plays today is a disappointment. Everybody.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, I think there are lines, but here's a sports fajita. The Boston Celtics Big Three. They won a championship. You look at it on the balance. Hey, we raised a banner. That's good for us. Hurrah. But generally disappointing. They should have won more.
I would say the Big Three with Miami.
You can make that argument.
They won two in 4 years, should have won four. Right,
but he does. I mean,
if that one is a different discussion that I'd like to have with you guys. But to me, if this is the way you do the standard, Stugatz, if this is how you're doing it, Kevin Durant is a disappointment. Why is he a disappointment? Oh, because he played in the same era as LeBron James, who is also a disappointment because it was hard to get past him. The Big Three... those big threes had to go through Kobe. Kobe gets his legacy because, at least in part, they couldn't.
I think
they didn't. That big. If you think Boston's big three, you have to elevate the person that they're playing with. And what I'm saying is, more and more, we don't want to elevate anybody.
It's about expectations. Kevin Durant gives off and had the expectation of, hey, I can do this by myself. I can do it. Give me a couple of ancillary decent players, I'll go win some championships.
But then the super team formed around him.
No, but Dan, with Steph Curry, no one had these championship expectations. It's why Steph Curry is viewed, in large part, the way he's viewed.
Well,
because
but wait a minute. Don't make
four
it,
titles
wait,
for Steph?
But
not a disappointment, Steph
right.
Curry.
Okay, exactly.
But wait, I just got done a couple months ago with you guys saying he needed a finals MVP.
Right. Well, he got it.
That was a fajitas conversation.
I just got it. I just got a dismissal of Stugatz ripping texting Steph Curry like the day after the finals.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Mm-hmm.
I think with one NBA finals, the narrative around Steph Curry and Kevin Durant changed. And the entire time in Golden State when the two were together also shifted a little bit. I think over one off season, you look at the expectations for Kevin Durant's career and his talent, and you could say mildly disappointing, especially since Golden State did it without him.
Who else can be in this category, please? Because you're talking of such a level of greatness where you are so awed by the skill that the fact that he's historic or slash unprecedented or best ever is still disappointment to you puts your standard in a place where I don't put my standards for sports. Like, I would like to stop a few notches before that to appreciate excellence when it's better than anything I've ever seen before I get to, and also you weren't quite good enough to be in my top five.
Well, we have this conversation in almost every NBA playoffs. The perfect sports fajita is Chris Paul. He'd be on everybody's top five point guard list of all time.
Yep.
But a disappointing career because he's never won the title.
When you weigh disappointment and legacy and all that stuff, you have to factor in injury history. You have to. It's not fair. It's not Kevin Durant's fault that he's been injured a lot, but it is a factor in discussing whether his career has been a disappointment.
May I, for a second, though, just again say to you guys, like, if you're going to be in the era and compare across eras, can I ask you to not forget the history of how the last 12 years happened? Not just that Durant kept stopping at LeBron's doorstep, but that the big three that is a disappointment, LeBron could not get past the big three that was a disappointment in Boston. And so he formed his own big three. And Durant couldn't get through that big three that had been formed as a counter to a big three. So what Durant is playing in is an era of all the teams get together and are the Jordan team. And against that is what he lost. And then when he made his own, you said it was unfair. When he countered with his own super team to losing to the super teams because he thought you'd give him credit for that,
right?
Then you said it was too easy because you don't join a super team, even though you crowned LeBron on his super team. You crowned Dirk for beating that super team.
Oh, I think it tarnishes LeBron's legacy a little bit that he couldn't win one before he formed a super team. And then he only won two with that super team.
But my point is that's the era they're competing in, and only one can win with the super team, right? Like, that's only one of them can win. And if that's the climate around what we're talking about, if the whole sport changes and the expectation is now either beat a super team or don't join a super team.
Right. I mean, Giannis didn't join a super team. He stayed put in Milwaukee and he won a title. That's how you do it. That's how you get max credit. That's the way it works, Dan. You win one with Chris Middleton.
And by the way, if you're looking at four straight finals and two championships in 4 years and calling that a disappointment, that's a pretty good definition of harsh. Four finals in a row and two championships. I don't think anybody really thinks the big three was a disappointment because they didn't run the table and win four titles in a row.
He said not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, not eight. That hurts him.
Nobody took him literally.
I guess what I'm asking, I'm asking the entire crew here, as it relates to the Miami Heat reports that they're not going to give up Bam to get Kevin Durant. What it felt like to me, this has happened a couple of times with the Heat, once famously with Goran Dragic.
The Dragon.
These guys, through their advisors and everywhere else, are told how to make the mess. There is a strategy in Kevin Durant making the world know, Stugatz, because you don't see a lot of this. Me or them, I made it clear in a meeting with the owner, then it immediately gets leaked. Gets leaked to Shams because Durant was willing to take the hit of bleep it. I don't care. Burn it all down. Burn the Nets down and burn down what anybody thinks of me because at this point I'm maximum troll. And when somebody writes, Stugatz, on Twitter, because Durant lives in this world
of taking hits.
Somebody writes, the car wouldn't start this morning. I get to work late. The internet is down. I love this shit. Unlike KD, I actually enjoy taking the hardest road. It's basically just problem-solving practice. And Kevin Durant's response to him, because he can't leave it alone, because he's been distorted by fighting these people on the internet for 10 years in the day of the modern superstar. eaten up by the acids of the internet. Quote, you enjoy having a shitty car and getting to work and not being able to connect to the internet?
It's the hard path. I mean.
You arguing on behalf of someone else taking the hard path. You getting to be the pioneer and the decider on what is a sufficiently hard path. Can I ask you guys, are you not factoring in at all, Stugat, that whatever it is you think of Kevin Durant has to be run through the prism of you criticize him for not being able to beat the super team, and then you criticize him for making a better super team than the super teams that were beating him.
No, let's do it this way, Dan. Let's go back to like my original thoughts on Kevin Durant coming out of Texas. I thought he was going to be one of those players. And so
did Dan, even though he wanted Odin over him.
Right. But in large part, it's because of how much respect I have for Kevin Durant's game and his talent. He didn't need to go team up with Steph Curry. He did one title in Oklahoma City would have done more for him than the two titles he won in Golden State. Just one.
Okay, so now the
Heat, it worked for Giannis.
What I was going to say about these teams now that want Kevin Durant, all these shadow personalities that make the decision, how's Durant going to do this? Because it's orchestrated, Stugatz.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody is having a conversation somewhere about how do we get out to the world what just happened in this meeting with the owner, and that we gave him the ultimatum of him or me. We've checkmated the organization, have we not?
Kind of, I guess. Yeah. I mean, Josiah technically doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't.
Okay, but
He's got Kevin Durant under contract.
Do you want this, though? Okay, but what do you think's going to happen? Do you think he wants this in his locker room all season when this, the guy who's going to be leaking this kind of stuff in an orchestrated campaign? Look, man, this is kept escalating. It's faster than ever on how fast can you get out. Harden, how fast can you get out when you're not happy in a place? How fast can you get out? Can you make it noisier? Can you make it noisier? And then it's leaked.
But here's the problem, Dan, with this situation. Harden didn't choose his coach, the GM. Kevin Durant and Kyrie got there. They chose Steve Nash. First off, Sean Marks is the guy who brought him there. So he's clearly good at his job. Sean Marks got them to go to Brooklyn. Those two could have teamed up and gone anywhere.
Hold on. They chose Steve Nash.
They said they didn't need a coach. Now it's the coach's fault? Get out of here.
He has to be traded now because of this ultimatum. He has to be traded. They have no choice. And Brooklyn's bargaining power just went down because of it.
Stugatz, I think you're misreading this when I tell you it's orchestrated. I thought that this was clear what had happened here. Perhaps I have this wrong. Somebody please correct me if you look at it another way.
Okay.
This isn't an actual ultimatum. It's not actually. It's a checkmate move. He doesn't have to get rid of them. He could just put this out there through Shams. And now you've got a fight on your hands that's public. I don't think he actually means that. I don't think that Durant is saying, do you think he's saying, because I did not read this into it, that Durant is saying, oh, if you get rid of these guys, I'll be perfectly happy here for the next 4 years and resign. That's not how I took that.
I think Kevin Durant would be more willing to fulfill his contract if they got rid of Steve Nash.
You did hear it that way. Am I wrong on this?
Why else would he do the us or them, me or them?
Because he wants it out. He wants he to also keep knows making Josiah, it messy.
Yeah, I guess he assumes that Josiah wouldn't do that.
Well, you can't put your owner in the position after what Kevin Durant has done. It's a bleep you checkmate move by his advisors and him. Like, it's not a flippant thing. It's meant to escalate fires and flames. Get me out of here.
Right.
I just went to the owner and told him to his face, either I'm in charge or you're in charge. Who's it going to be?
It also throws the locker room into a bit of chaos, too, because the best player doesn't have faith in the people guiding this ship. Why should I? It's not a great look for Kevin Durant as he tries to force his way out.
Mike, it's a terrible look for Kevin Durant. What I'm saying to you guys in torching the end of the legacy of a guy who came into this wanting to be something, back when LeBron was the bad guy because he did a TV show, and Kevin Durant quietly went to Orlando and re-signed with his backpack because he was all about basketball. He kept losing to LeBron. At the end, with whatever's left of his power, Kevin Durant, at the end of what a mess the player empowerment age can make, Kevin Durant is coming for ownership and saying, who's in charge here, you or me? And then leaking it to the press. And then Woj and Stugatz, this is where it's Game of Thrones shit. Shams breaks it at 2 o'clock and ESPN on a giant story where Kevin Durant has just said me or him. ESPN sits it out for 6 hours and everybody knows that there are delays around the Marks stuff and Woj, and everyone knows that Woj and Marks are connected. And so what you're getting on ESPN is a different version of the story than the one that's playing out hours earlier in the information age, Stugatz, when we're saying seconds earlier matters. ESPN sat this out for 6 hours.
Right.
After it, like, when does it ever get to the point of, hey, me or him? And Kevin Durant is flexing here. He's saying, yeah, I've run the shit into the ground and I still have the power. What are you going to do? I want out of here, them or me. They're not in charge. Of course it's ugly. He's burning it all down.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Lebatard.
One of the great benefits of being married is your wife's purse. You can put so much stuff in there.
I would hate to be your wife's purse. You walked in here the other day with silverware in a pocket.
That's right, because my wife wasn't here to put it in her purse.
Stugatz.
Your wife must be amazed at what a child you are.
What do you mean?
Just your eating
how
habits.
How prepared I am, you need to say.
Your eating habits,
you
know what? The mess that your desk is.
Yeah, the mess that my desk is. I'd just like to say this right now. Every single person in here, every one of you, has benefited from something that I've had underneath my desk. You think that I haven't give people spare socks before? Because you'd be wrong.
You're a hoarder.
I'm prepared.
Underwear.
Underwear. Chris wore my underwear once.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code Dan for a special offer when you sign up. That's code Dan, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
That's exactly the point we were all trying to make yesterday.
Yeah.
He has made bad decision after bad decision after bad decision, and it's why he won't be viewed as one of the all-time greats.
Wouldn't you dub that disappointing?
That has almost next to nothing to do with what I think of him as a player. I don't know.
It should.
It's been a disappointing career if he's making bad decision after bad decision. I'm not saying he's not great. I'm just saying he's fajitas.
Oh, did someone order?
I should have gotten those. Oh, man.
Can I get...
I'm hungry now. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me, sir. Can I get extra cheese?
It's too early for fajitas, is it not?
Never.
It's never too early for fajitas. Breakfast fajitas? What are you on your mind?
And then that plate comes out of sizzling.
Can I get a frozen marg with a floater, please? Thank you.
Too early for fajitas.
It might be too early for that.
Roy, did you just lash me across the face with stain on your shirt?
Yes, I did. Don't you dare say that about fajitas. Oh, it's too early. Get out of here.
This gets me thinking. Who else in sports should be on the fajita platter? Presenting the sports fajita.
This is
for the beef. We have Dan Marino.
Wow.
For the chicken, we have Chris Paul.
Oh, excellent.
For the cheese, ooh, you're going to get pissed. For the cheese, we have two-time Super Bowl champion Peyton Manning.
Yep.
Excellent. Great career. Fajitas, yep. You would say, but not quite good enough considering the expectations.
Came out smelling so good.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They didn't even win a Heisman.
Yeah.
For the sour cream, Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah. Excellent.
Keep in mind, he won a national championship at Syracuse. Expectations were sky high.
Yep.
Just missing that little something to make it as good as it smells.
Mm-hmm.
For the guac, you can't say one without the other. Stockton Malone.
There you go. The mailman.
No doubt.
The peppers. Ooh, this one's going to piss people off. Wilt Chamberlain.
Oh,
Wilt is still.
Not enough championships.
Growing up, I've been told how dominant Wilt is. He has a photo of him holding the 100. Just one championship? What?
Yeah.
For the onions. Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Excellent.
Just one title? Are you shitting me?
Mm-hmm.
Not good enough. For the tortillas, Mike Trout.
Trouty. Yeah.
Oh, baseball, so unfair.
I don't understand that team. Just don't understand
it. That's not. Is it even fair? You know how good.
It's fair.
How's it fair? You know how great Mike Trout is? How much?
Do it in the playoffs.
He's considered one of the all-time, if not the greatest hitter of all time. He's never made the playoffs, or he made it once.
Did he even make it?
Yeah, he made it once.
He did?
Yeah.
I don't even remember it.
Wow, so you're going to do that in baseball, too?
Yeah.
Plus, he has no personality. He's known for being dull.
No, he showed some personality on Supodity. He's getting better.
It sounds like it's just raining now. It doesn't sound delicious.
I could fall asleep to this.
I'm hungry and sleepy now.
It's the combat.
It's like rain and fajitas. Close your eyes. It's raining on the fajitas.
Do you realize my dreams are filled with raining fajitas?
This was the Scott Fajita sound of him walking through a forest during a storm.
Excellent.
Wrong sound, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know what? This is stop being a fajita, and now it's somebody with a raincoat walking through a dark place near a cabin, and it's raining really hard. There are leaves on the ground.
I don't know why, but I got to pee.
It's Rambo.
For the lettuce, Xander Schauffele.
What?
He's only won an Olympics.
Best without a major, I think.
I don't know if he's the best without a major, but he's in every major.
Well, we can all agree.
He's going to break through soon.
We can all agree he's a fajita.
He's a fajita.
If that.
How many more ingredients are there?
There's one last one. Can't have fajitas without the pico. Rick Riley.
Oh.
Never got it.
Rick Riley.
He's right.
Couldn't do it under the big pressure of the big contract and the bright lights.
Jessica, do you know the whole, as someone who is Sports Illustrated in the modern incarnation, do you have any idea what this history of Rick Riley is? Because I don't believe a lot of people know the story you're talking about here.
I don't know why he's on this list. I know who he is and like what he's done.
I mean, you work for Sports Illustrated, so.
Yeah, in like 2010s, though.
Yeah, but I imagine his photo is in the hallway.
You'd be interested in what Rick Riley...
I know who he is, but why is he on the fajita list?
Well, because here's a stat for you. Rick Riley has never made me laugh once.
It's a good stat. Stat of the day. I mean,
little known fact.
He came out of journalism school, smelling great. Didn't taste so great.
Rick Riley was in beer commercials.
Huh?
He made sports writers famous and made sports writers money. There was a bidding war between ESPN Magazine and Sports Illustrated over Rick Riley, and he launched the age of sports writers as comedic talents, and he landed at ESPN, and he got immediately lazy, and he was the best sports writer in America, bar none at Sports Illustrated.
He wrote the back page, the little pithy column, right?
He was for 10 years.
Yeah. Super pithy.
Very pithy.
He was the best before he got to ESPN, and then he got a lot of money and...
mailed it in.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah. And then got into ESPN and criticized Kevin Durant for taking the easy path.
Jess is so young. And I just realized because the internet, people don't go to dictionaries anymore. Off air, I told her, look up pithy in the dictionary. And she proceeded to actually look up pithy in the dictionary to give me a definition.
I was like, okay, I know what it means. Is this a quiz? Are we taking the SATs?
The joke is that there's a photo of Rick Riley next to the word pithy. But I just realized someone your age doesn't actually have any experience with a dictionary. Why would you?
Rick Riley was not a good person to put on this list.
How many times has he made you laugh?
Oh, I admired him as a sports writer.
There we go. Zero times.
Would you go to his funeral?
Oh, no.
Would you kill him?
That is not a game we're playing.
What?
Murder or not murder?
Right. What'd you think about it?
If you could get away with it.
What?
Oh.
If you could get that's an important caveat.
Yes. Guys, we are not doing this.
Let's Dave play Hyde. This game. No. Hold on. This is an escalation of this
Mike,
game I did not
you
see coming.
Knew you could get away with
no.
it.
No.
Listen, Mike.
Not ending someone's life.
Mike,
shame on you, Greg.
This is what Greg Cody is saying, and I put it before caucus to vote on it. Please. I want to vote on this. Greg Cody is saying you're not advocating to actually murder someone. You're just saying
correct.
You're totally getting away with it. 1 minute they're alive. The next minute they're dead. You've killed them. No one will ever know. Your conscience will never know. You will not have a moment's guilt about it. It will be a clean extinguishment.
I am not going to murder someone just because they didn't make me laugh. If that were the case, there wouldn't be a cast of the Big Bang Theory.
Who would you nominate, Greg Cody?
Well, I was being hypothetical.
No,
I'm
now
not
that we're
actually
here. No, but
advocating
now,
killing
Dave
anyone.
Hyde. Now Dave why
you've
Dave
got
Hyde?
Me,
why
you've
why?
Got me gutting
his
young
nemesis.
Sheldon like a fish. I'm not going to do this.
Why do you keep killing Dave Hyde?
I'm not killing Dave Hyde. I'm wondering if Greg would kill him.
Sentinel.
If he could get away with it.
Greg Cody doesn't have rivals like that in the sports media.
I used to. There have been a couple over the years. Okay. Dave Hyde has never been one.
There have
name
been.
One.
I like Dave Hyde.
Can we name okay. him?
Charles
name
Bricker.
Names.
Oh, wow. Charlie Bricker.
Who hung up on my wife once when she called me a Dolphins fan.
Wow. Okay. Oh. All right. Boy. So if you could get away with it.
Don't ask him this.
Is Charles Bricker still with us?
I have no idea.
Doesn't sound like that.
And if he isn't, I have an alibi.
Let me go back a moment because I will tell this story now publicly that Greg Cody has aired this local laundry. Greg Cody, the happiest I've ever seen him, was one day.
Oh, yeah. I just remembered. I know where you're going. And I was happy. I'm still happy.
It's what I believe to be the happiest moment. Stugatz,
yes,
of Greg Cody's entire life. And knowing the story I'm about to tell, Greg Cody, would you say that it was indeed the happiest moment of your life?
Oh, it's on my resume.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that happiest moment of your life June 5th, 2012, when he died?
Yeah.
Where were you on that day, coincidentally?
I didn't know he had died, and I'm sorry to hear it.
That's what someone would say if they murdered him.
Obviously, I had a professional animus against him. Not
people off the scent. Yeah.
We have an off-ramp here, Greg. Before we go too far, I suggest
I tell
you take
you about
it.
The happiest day of Greg Cody's life, or do you want to wait till the end of the segment for the payoff?
I'd love to relive it.
He was so happy because he opened up the newspaper. And having picked games against the spread that week, Charles Bricker, NFL expert, hated rival of Greg Cody, went 0-17 against the spread.
There were a few buys. It was actually 0-14, but I'll take
impossible.
It. I'll take it. If you try to miss every game against the spread, you cannot do it. And he did the impossible. I got to take a picture of it and tweet it out. In my office, I still have the cutout from the newspaper where it has his record as 0-14 that week. You can't do that if you tried. Career highlight.
You still have it up there?
Yes.
I mean, the man's dead.
Well, and I'm sorry to hear that. I didn't know it until today.
For 10 years he's been. What is your other rival? Who is your other rival?
I don't want to get into the end. I said one. Let's
it was
leave,
your game.
Let's leave it
I
at
mean.
Charles Bricker.
Yeah. We're not going to do better than Charles Bricker. There's not going to be a payoff better than 0-14 Charles Bricker.
Yeah, because with the other rival that I once hated, we reconciled a little bit, so I don't even want to mention him.
That's nice.
You came in here with a dark energy, my friend.
Mm-hmm. And a dark shirt as well.
Yeah, that's your murder shirt.
Yeah.
Your Dexter murder outfit.
It's also the shirt you wore 2 days ago.
Oh, man.
You ever heard of laundry? You think it's been
since
washed
since the draft? You were to the draft on Friday night, the
correct.
Highlight draft.
Yeah.
You watched it since then?
Yeah, maybe.
Wait a minute. That maybe seems not. Like a confession. That seems like a maybe there is.
Yes, sometimes I wear clothes 2 days in a row. Is that a felony?
Nope.
Thank you.
Put it on the poll, please, at Lebatard
No,
Show.
But talking about murdering people on a podcast probably is, Greg.
I'm kidding. It's just a hypothetical. And I'm genuine. By the way, I am genuinely sorry to hear that Charles Bricker passed away.
What a killer.
Are you
going
to take the record down?
My condolences. No, that'll stay up. But my condolences to anyone who loved him.
It's
both
what
of them.
Someone who had killed him 10 years ago would say.
Mm-hmm. Both of them.
Wow, I'm going to get in trouble for this.
Wow.
You're the one that started it all.
I know.
What's he going
to
do?
I don't think I would have mentioned his name had I known he was no longer with us, which I'm genuinely sorry to hear.
But I don't think it's too soon. It's been 10 years, and he was your nemesis, and I feel like 10 years later, it's okay.
Okay. Thank you for that.
I may be wrong, though.
Yes, you may be.
But now, so if he were alive, you'd be fine with him hearing this.
I think so, yeah. He did hang up on my wife.
You mentioned that.
Yeah.
He was,
We've got the motive established.
Yeah.
You will not abide that disrespect.
Right.
You are a noble man who will not abide that insult lightly, and you will dance happily on his 0-14.
No, on his 0-14, not on his grave. No dancing there. I'm not dancing.
But the 0-14 will remain,
maybe,
right?
Smiling, maybe.
Is it time for a commercial break?
Suffice to say, this is your greatest rival in the history of this market, in the newspaper wars of this market.
Correct. Yes. We were on the beat together. I only covered the Dolphins as a beat in 90 and 91, and we were rivals, and we were bitter rivals. Everybody makes fun of Dave Hyde being a bitter rival. He's not. He's a friend of mine, but Charles Bricker was legitimately a bitter rival. We did not like each other, and it got pretty personal.
How did that manifest? If you went to a media room at a sports arena, would crowds part? Would the temperature of the room change? Would everyone know there was beef?
At that point in the Dolphins locker room and in the Dolphins media room, yes.
You could cut the tension with a knife.
I suppose you could.
With a tension-cutting utensil.
That's
you
correct.
You could go in there and just, because you and Bricker were facing off, and it was like two big bulls. He was an angry man. Bricker, I don't remember ever seeing him laugh. I don't remember seeing very many smiles from him.
Must have been a Rick Riley fan.
He was made of sandpaper.
Yeah. He was also hated on the tennis beat.
Was he really?
Yeah. Yeah. He was not a nice person. Just like you said, after Hank Goldberg died, so I don't feel too bad saying it about the late
Charles.
Oh, really?
Charles That's Becker. Where you're going to allow me to grant you permission?
Way to own it.
I did mine as just content. I was joking the whole time.
Oh, yeah, you were joking. Sure you were. No, you weren't.
Oh, I had such a bit laid out, and then Stugatz rolled in another direction on me by heaping praise on Hank Goldberg, so I was out there alone.
As I did, a good man.
I was zigging while others were zagging. You guys, I wanted a trilogy. You guys were just legend, and we still haven't found out what Stugatz did between jobs, slinging munis, and the story falls apart, and we don't know why Stugatz won't say what would be a trilogy about Hank Goldberg. But 10 years later, I think we could eulogize Charles Bricker. He was a bitter, angry man, hated across tennis and football, who once went 0-14, picking against the spread, and furthermore, thought he was better and knew more about football than Greg Cody, because this is the start of it.
Right.
The start of it is that Bricker carried himself like an old-time football guy who had Hall of Fame credentials that Greg Cody did not have.
Correct, yeah. And by the way, this is breaking news, perhaps. I don't think Charles Bricker has passed away. I think that's not the Charles Bricker. Pretty
really?
Common name. I just Googled.
Common name, huh?
I just Googled Charles Bricker death, and the obituary I read was a guy who was about Charles Bricker's age, but didn't look the least bit like him.
Okay,
wasn't my
minute.
Charles Bricker.
Who's getting fined $50?
Is this Charles Bricker, Dan?
Cortez and I in the back here were doing some research. We found
him?
A Charles Bricker that looked like the guy my dad. It just looked like the guy. He worked for the Herald. We found a guy that worked for the Herald named Charlie Bricker.
He never worked for the Herald.
He did not. He worked for the Sun Sentinel.
He wouldn't be a rival if he worked at the hour, right?
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
I can still dislike him, but he wouldn't be a rival.
The hour ends with an amazing mystery. He's Charles.
Who killed Charles Bricker?
Who is Charles Bricker?
Now you have to suffer the consequences of a living Charles Bricker receiving this episode. You talking excitedly about his death while he's still very much alive.
At least you're not wanted for murder anymore. Thank you.
All right, you're off the hook.
The sweetest posthumous, non-posthumous revenge Charlie Bricker could ever have.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.